on this beautiful morning, early in the morning, we rise to thank God for the gift of life again, especially for me on my birthday. I will offer a special prayer and hopefully a couple of special prayers during this office for my birthday. But most of all, thanking God for everything as we approach Thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, I want to express great gratitude for the gift of my life, of my vocation, of my service as a minister of this church. And I want to celebrate this year of life and ask you for the grace to number my days aright, to make use of each day, to set better goals, and to have more concrete objectives, to make use of that time, redeeming the time, as St. Paul calls it. Help me to be a beacon of hope and grace to all of your people, especially to the young. And bless me with your strength and your wisdom as I continue to walk with you in formation and grow. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now for the proper office, it seems like it's probably just a normal day in ordinary time. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Christ, you share the Father's light, yourself the light from light, our day. We interrupt the night with song. Come, help us, Lord, and hear our prayer. Remove the darkness from our minds, and hordes of demons put to flight. Drive far from us all drowsy sleep, lest sluggish hearts be overcome. And so, O Christ, be merciful to us and all believing hearts, that what we ask in psalm and hymn may profit us who sing your praise. O Christ, to you, most loving King, and to the Father glory be, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age, evermore. Amen. And I really do mean that. It's 1:27 in the morning here, when I'm recording this office prayer. It's not that I'm having any difficulty psychologically or anything, I just can't seem to sleep. So here I am. Often this helps me get back to sleep. The Lord is just, he will defend the poor. Psalm 10. Lord, why do you stand afar off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires. The covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride, the wicked says, he will not punish. There is no God. Such are his thoughts. The Lord is just. He will defend the poor. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt. He thinks, never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot. The Lord is just. He will defend the poor. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief, and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds. The innocent he murders in secret. The Lord is just. He will defend the poor. His eyes are on the watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart, God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is just. He will defend the poor. Antiphon 2. And we continue praying that one single Psalm 10. Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow. Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart, he will not punish? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow. The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace. Psalm 12. Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak one to another, with lying lips, with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongue that speaks high-sounding words. Those who say, our tongue is our strength, our lips are our own, who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us forever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Your light is true light, Lord, and your truth shines like the day. Direct us to salvation through your life-giving words. May we be saved always by Christ our Lord, as we embrace his word and let it dwell within us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace. The Lord teaches the humble his way. He guides the gentle-hearted along the right path. And we have, introducing this lesson, another one of the great prophetic oracles from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 1, through chapter 10, verse 2. The caption is, Salvation is Promised to Zion. An oracle. The word of the Lord is upon the land of Hadarath, and Damascus is its resting place. For the cities of Aram are the Lord's, as are all the tribes of Israel. Hamarotha also on its border, Tyre too, and Sidon, however wise they be. Tyre built herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver like dust, and gold like the mire of the streets. Lo, the Lord will strip her of her possessions, and smite her power on the sea, and she shall be devoured by fire. Askelon shall see it and be afraid. Gaza also, she shall be in great anguish. Ekron too, for her hope shall come to naught. The king shall disappear from Gaza, and Ascalon shall not be inhabited, and the baseborn shall occupy Ashdod. I will destroy the pride of the Philistine, and take from his mouth his bloody meat, and his abominations from between his teeth. He shall become a remnant also for our God, and shall be like a family in Judah. And Ekron shall be like the Jebusites. I will encamp by my house as a guard, that none may pass to and fro. No oppressor shall pass over them again, for now I have regard for their affliction. Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, for the blood of your covenant with me, I will bring forth your prisoners from the dungeon. In the return to the fortress of the waiting prisoners, this very day I will return you double for your exile. For I will bend at Judah as my bow, I will arm myself with Ephraim, I will arouse your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Yavin, and I will use you as a warrior's sword. The Lord shall appear over them, and his arrow shall shoot forth as lightning. The Lord God shall sound the trumpet, and come in a storm from the south. The Lord of armies shall be a shield over them. They shall overcome, sling stones, and trample them underfoot. They shall drink blood like wine, till they are filled with it like libation bowls, like the corners of the altar. And the Lord their God shall save them on that day, his people like a flock. For they are like the jewels in a crown, raised aloft above his land. For what wealth is theirs, and what beauty, grain that makes the youths flourish, and new wine the maidens. Ask of the Lord rain in the spring season. It is the Lord who makes the storm clouds, and sends men the pouring rain. For everyone, grassy fields. For the teraphim speak nonsense, and the diviners have false visions. Deceitful dreams they tell, empty comfort they offer. This is why they wander like sheep, wretched, they have no shepherd. Responsory prayer. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Jerusalem. Look now, your king, the just one, who will save you, is coming. He is lowly and seated on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus found a donkey and mounted it, as scripture says. Look now, your king, the just one, who will save you, is coming. And our second reading from the tradition of the church is taken from a discourse by St. Andrew of Crete, bishop. The caption is, Behold, your king is coming to you, the Holy One, the Savior. Let us say to Christ, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Let us wave before him like palm branches the words inscribed above him on the cross. Let us show him honor, not with olive branches, but with the splendor of merciful deeds to one another. Let us spread the thoughts and desires of our hearts under his feet like garments, so that entering with the whole of his being, he may draw the whole of our being into himself and place the whole of his in us. Let us say to Zion in the words of the prophets, of the prophet, have courage, daughter of Zion. Do not be afraid. Behold, your king comes to you, humble and mounted on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. He is coming who is everywhere present and pervades all things. He is coming to achieve in you his work of universal salvation. He is coming who came to call to repentance not the righteous but sinners, coming to recall those who have strayed into sin. Do not be afraid then, God is in the midst of you, and you shall not be shaken. Receive him with open, outstretched hands, for it was on his own hands that he sketched you. Receive him who laid your foundations on the palms of his hands. Receive him, for he took upon himself all that belongs to us, except sin, to consume what is ours in what is his. Be glad, city of Zion, our mother, and fear not. Celebrate your feasts. Glorify him for his mercy, who has come to us in you. Rejoice exceedingly, daughter of Jerusalem. Sing and leap for joy. Be enlightened, be enlightened. We cry to you, as holy Isaiah trumpeted. For the light has come to you, and the glory of the Lord has risen over you. What kind of light is this? It is that which enlightens every man coming into the world. It is the everlasting light, the timeless light revealed in time, the light manifest in the flesh, although hidden by nature, the light that shone round the shepherds and guided the magi. It is the light that was in the world from the beginning, through which the world was made, yet the world did not know it. It is that light which came to its own, and its own people did not receive it. And what is this glory of the Lord? Clearly it is the cross on which Christ was crucified. He, the radiance of the Father's glory, even as he said when he faced his passion, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him, and will glorify him at once. The glory of which he speaks here is his lifting up on the cross. For Christ's glory is his cross and his exaltation upon it, as he plainly says, when I have been lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord our God has let his light shine upon us. This is the responsory prayer. The Lord has done this, and it is wonderful in our eyes. The Lord our God has let his light shine upon us. So let's just take a moment during this time of great reflection. I guess the theme we're opening up here is Christ entering. From the first reading, we heard about the king entering on an ass. Commonly, we know that Christ entered and took advantage of this fulfillment of this prophecy. So I guess this is a beautiful reflection on Christ and what it means to be in his presence and what it means that he came to us. So I guess that's why they placed this reading from tradition here. So now that we have taken the time, some time, like 18 or 20 minutes to reflect on scripture, please know that you can get a partial indulgence, if not a plenary indulgence. Right now, let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. The intention is for anyone who has lost a child. We pray that all parents who mourn the loss of a son or daughter will find support in their community and receive peace and consolation from the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now, the other things that they want you to do are participate more fully in the sacraments. So if you don't go to confession frequently, it's a really good thing to do. Most priests and Mary, our mother, recommend it through her apparitions. You know, there's good catechesis online. I can even provide one later on. Teach you how to do that, how to go back to this beautiful sacrament of God's embrace. Also, if you have the freedom, if you can drive, if you can go out and receive Holy Communion at a Mass today, that's one of the best, if not the most powerful things that you can do to help your prayers be heard and help your prayer intentions. And that's also the second thing they want you to do for this full or plenary indulgence. So I recommend that as well, if you can. And if you really can't, if you don't have the ability, I believe that God will grant it to you anyway. Just my own personal opinion as a theologian, as a teacher, etc. Many people share that opinion. And just try to walk in discipleship. Try to live out that Paschal mystery we've been reflecting on. That's perhaps the most important part of this process. Now, if you don't mind, I would really like to continue this. Because again, I have this entire morning. I don't know that I'll be able to sleep at all. Sometimes this just happens to me. But let's read some more scripture and reflect upon it. So the man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord. Psalm 24. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Who is he, the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord. One of my favorite psalms again. Lord, we ask you to put away worthless things, immoral things, debased things, pride and vanity also from our minds. Grant us innocence of hand and heart, chastity and purity as we walk in your way, focused on you. Praise the Eternal King in all your deeds. This is a canticle from the book of Tobiah, chapter 13. Blessed be God who lives forever, because his kingdom lasts for all ages. For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the netherworld, and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand. Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there. Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever. He scourged you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles among whom you have been scattered, when you turn back to him with all your heart, to do what is right before him. And then he will turn back to you, and no longer hide his face from you. So now consider what he has done for you, and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness, and exalt the King of the ages. In the land of my exile I praise him, and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, do the right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy. As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all men speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God, our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you established Peter as a rock in the image of the great rock. This man held the authority, and now you call men to hold the keys of the kingdom for you. It bears on us greatly to be in exile. It bears on us greatly to have the church so divided, to have schism on the right, schism on the left, to have the many failings of our men who hold the keys come front and center. We ask you, Lord, to give us a new heart so that we can put aside the hurts and grievances of these last 10 years or so. We ask that you will raise up catechists, and perhaps I will even be one of them, who will be able to provide that foundational catechesis, taking us deep into scripture and tradition to show us what the heart of our faith is. And we ask you to be able to make us able to forgive one another and to heal the wounds that tear your body. In honor of Mary, we would pray. Let's pray a Hail Mary. We need her help. We really do. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you for the privilege of leading these liturgical prayers. Praise the Eternal King in all your deeds. The loyal heart must praise the Lord. Psalm 33. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp. With a 10-stringed lute, sing him songs. O sing him a song that is new. Play loudly with all your skill. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. By his word the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean, he stores up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord, all who live in the world revere him. He spoke and it came to be, he commanded, it sprang into being. He frustrates the designs of the nations, he defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth, he sees all the children of men. From the place where he dwells, he gazes on all the dwellers on the earth. He who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds. A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse. Despite its power, it cannot save. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, your Son said that it is by our oneness, by our being united together as one, in professing you, Jesus, that the Father's Son is known to the world. And we know that you yourself will set things right. You always do. And perhaps in these times, even something new will happen. We know that God stirs us, firstly to prepare ourselves, and also takes measures to help us. Take radical measures now, Lord, to help and save our world. The loyal heart must praise the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Omitting the short reading for morning prayer, we pass on directly to the Canticle of Zechariah. God has raised up a mighty Savior for us, as he promised through the words of his holy prophets. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God has raised up for us a mighty Savior, as he promised through the words of his holy prophets. Beloved brothers and sisters, we share a heavenly calling under Christ, our High Priest. Let us praise him with shouts of joy. Lord, our God and our Savior, Almighty King, through baptism you conferred on us a royal priesthood, inspire us to offer you a continual sacrifice of praise. Help us to keep your commandments, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we may live in you and you in us. Lord, help us. Give us your eternal wisdom to be with us today and to guide us. May our companions today be free of sorrow and filled with joy, and for all of our personal intentions. Lord, our God and our Savior, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God our Father, hear our prayers, and let the radiance of your love scatter the gloom of our hearts. The light of heaven's love has restored us to life. Free us from the desires that belong to darkness. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thank you for praying with me. That's it. You should be able to get a plenary indulgence if you're properly disposed. And maybe you can, remember, you can always offer that. In fact, the main thing that I think they're for is to offer them for souls in purgatory as an act of charity. So just consider it like a little public prayer, just like the office that we prayed is a public prayer. And say, okay, just like I can offer the rosary or something, we offer this plenary indulgence for someone that has passed on that you think is in purgatory. Well, I hope you have a good morning.